Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. How about Wednesday? Don't you like Wednesday? Don't you like Wednesday? I like Wednesday. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we are here at KCBC, and praise God. Students are here, and you're here, and we're glad. Come on, give the Lord praise. And as I told the students a moment ago, I think maybe I said this to you yesterday. Here we are Wednesday. Maybe we kill Goliath today. We've been after him all this time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we do praise you for the revelation of the Word. We praise you and we honor you today in the name above every name, the sweet name of Jesus. Amen. Open your Bibles with me today to 1 Samuel 17, chapter 1. Now, the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Shochon, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Shochon and Azeth and Ephishdaim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set to battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. There went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. 6 cubits. Somebody got your calculator with you? Huh?
9 foot 9.
Smart aleck. I'll steal your thunder one of these days. No, he's right. 18 inches is a cubit. Now, a span, if you want to know what a biblical span is, you can look it up in the Classic Amplified. Let's see. What is that? Verse 13. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He'll gather the lambs in his arm. He will carry them in his bosom and will gently lead those that have their young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, marked off the heavens with a 9-inch span. A 9-inch span. So, you do the calculations, that's roughly 9 feet, 10.5 inches tall. That's a big man. His coat of mail weighed 125 pounds. This man could have suited up in armor. He could have easily weighed what? 600-700 pounds? A trained warrior. No wonder they wanted to run, get in a hole, and they saw this thing come walking out there. He didn't look like a man. He just looked like some kind of machine. Just frightening. They don't care what he said. 9 feet, 10.5 inches tall. Now, I wanted you to understand that when all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, ran from him and were sore afraid. It was the size of him. And as I said yesterday, what's the size of the Goliath in your life? Well, don't run from it. Now, David ran. Forget what Hollywood did. He's running. He ran towards him. On the run, loaded that sling. On the run, right there, right there. Verse 48, it came to pass when the Philistines arose and came and drew nigh to meet David. David ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag and took from there a stone, slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face on the earth. David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran, stood up on him, stood on top of him, took his sword, drew it out of the sheath therefore, and slew him, cut off his head therewith when the Philistines saw their champion was dead. Now wait a minute. Did the rock kill him or did the sword? Complete Jewish Bible. Thus, David defeated the Philistine with a sling and a stone, striking the Philistine and killing him, but David had no sword in his hand. Then David ran, stood over the Philistine, took his sword, drew it out of its sheath, and finished him off. He finished him off. Isn't that good? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He just finished him off. And he's standing on top of him. Cut his head off. Here's David. Roughly 170, 180 pounds. He's got this guy's head. It's big as a basketball. This thing got to be this big. Think about it. I mean, there's teeth, hair, and eyeballs all over everything. You get blood all running down his arm. And here's the irony. Verse 51, therefore David ran, stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him. The Philistines saw their champion was dead. They fled. The men of Israel and Judah rose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until they come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way, Shemaraim, even unto Gath, all the way to the big boy's hometown, right down Main Street with his head. This is a picture of faith. Right down Main Street, COVID-19. Not my house, you don't. No, you don't. You don't come here. No. Nothing is going to come in my house that can be killed with a mouthwash. Not here. Not here. Don't you love it? See, those are the images of faith. That's the reason God put these things in the book. That's the reason all of this is in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, the hall of fame of faith. Amen. You remember Abraham, the champion of faith, David's champion, the man of faith. He's the one that God gave him as an example for us. We have the same faith as Abraham. Yes, we do. And he's in here. We're inside out people. Glory to God. Everything you need is on the inside of you since you were born again. I don't care how big it is. He's in here. You want me to tell you how to get wealthy? I'm big time wealthy. Find out the perfect will of God. Do it for 54 years and don't quit. I'm going to tell you this story. I tell it every time I get an opportunity. First partner meeting I was in, my father in the faith, Oral Roberts. I'd never heard of partner service. He was talking about $10 a month. 1967. And I'd never heard anything like that. And I have to be a partner. I don't have $10 in the whole wide world. What am I going to do? I need to be a partner. And they passed out these little envelopes. And back there then, there were little church envelopes. And they had a little wooden pencil in case you didn't have anything to write with. And some of you kids don't have any idea what I'm talking about. But I remember the day, particularly come from a country church, ain't that right? You get a little envelope with a little wood pencil. You can fill that out. And you put all your little stuff on there, you know. And so, man, I thought, hey, I had promised God I'll never let an offering get by me without putting something in there. If I have to pull a button off my shirt, I'm going to put something in that offering. I'm a giver. And I'm a sower. I learned that from Brother Roberts. And so I thought, that pencil's mine. I stuck it in that little envelope. Now, see, God already had this planned out. He already knew. Now, I'm driving the car. I'm in a hurry. He's on his way out. I got to get it on, man. I put my pencil in my envelope and put it in the offering container. There was a woman. Oh, I get to heaven, I'm going to get to meet her. I mean, God had her right when I needed her. And the Lord told me in the very, very beginning days of this ministry that the black community would be a large part of our lives and our... it's really been there all my life. But she was sitting. I'm standing here. She was right there. We're in Georgia. And I'm on the way. She says, "Hey! Hey, you!" I said, "Me? Yeah, you!" "The Lord been aware what me this whole meeting to give you $10. Oh, lady, give me this. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you." I caught the usher, got the pencil, put it in my pocket, and put my $10. I'm a partner with Oral Roberts.
Amen.
This ministry started with a pencil.
Amen.
Literally, you could say that. I got home. I said, "Gloria." I'm so excited. Gloria. We are partners with Oral Roberts for $10 a month. She said, "Kenneth, where in the world are we going to get $10 a month?" I said, "Sit down here, girl." And I preached it to her just as close as I could, you know. And my closing argument was, "Gloria, we can have Oral Roberts' anointing for $10 a month." Glory to God. Amen. Faith in God. Because see, Gloria and I are both scriptural illiterates. The first messages we ever heard, I heard Oral Roberts teach on faith, talk about faith, acting on faith. I thought, this man uses his faith like a mechanic uses a tool. He uses it on purpose. He goes to his toolbox. In the invalid room, my first day in there, he pulled me over and he said, "You're going to do the praying. You're going to do the laying on of hands." And I I never laid hands on anybody. And boy, there's some really sick people in there. You know, the reason they had an invalid room is because really, really sick people get nervous around crowds. And he called me from... He could just, you know, he could see me changing colors. He laughed. He said, "Don't worry about it." He pulled me up here. He said, "I'll be right there. If you make a mistake, I'll fix it." And he said, but he said, and he wasn't smiling anymore. He said, "Don't touch him till you're ready to release your faith." Now, he had preached that night on the point of contact, that point where you release your faith. And I thought, I was studying under Brother Hagin the three ways Jesus received the power of his name. And I thought, the name of Jesus. See, that's what David did. I come at you in the name, with the name. That's going to be my point of contact. The first one we laid hands on was a woman. Oh, little old tummy, all pooched out there with malignant stomach tumor. And she was so weak that, and she was just on an old army cot, and her nurse was behind her, and she had to put her hands behind her to so she could strength enough to, so we could lay hands on her. And I'm just remembering here about, oh, yeah, I'd say probably about as far as from me to you, and at just about that angle. And no, I was a little closer than that. I was about like this, I guess, and he's standing right here. I mean, really close to me. I walked over to her and I said, "In the name of Jesus," and that's as far as I got. "Dear Lord, this is something you can't imitate it, because it was under that power." Whew. Just thinking about it now, it just runs all over me. Right here. And I thought, my God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has roared. Amen. The Spirit of God said through Oral Roberts, "In the name of Jesus, whom I serve, take your hands off of God's property." She went, and spit that tumor out on the floor. He said, "Whose I am and whom I serve." I just stood there in amazement. A thing just laying there on the ground. I thought, "That thing looks like a jellyfish. Just had tentacles and just nasty looking thing." She jumped up and shouted and took off around that tent running. Her nurse right after her thinking she's going to die any minute. "I'm healed, I'm healed." Wah, wah, wah. She's going around that thing. The power of that name. Not only that, faith in that name did that. Now, let me ask you something. For those that say, "Well, we believe that's passed away." What's your name?
Matthew.
Matthew, has faith ever passed away?
No, it hasn't.
Not ever going to either.
Never will.
You go, is James in the New Testament?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes, sir.
Particularly if it's written by Jesus' half-brother, I'd qualify that, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir.
Is there any sick among you? Huh? Today you would say, "Is there any among you that's not sick?" Is there, inferring, shouldn't be any sick among you.
Yeah.
Any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Now, wait a minute. You have a faith part to do there if you're going to do what the Bible says do. You're going to have to call. You can't just lay there and say, I wish God would send somebody over here to me. Nah. You call somebody. Amen. Call. And what? The elders of the church. And what will they do? Lay hands on them and anoint them with oil and pray the prayer of faith. Faith in what? Faith in the name. Faith in the name. And the prayer of faith will what? Save the sick. Look up the word saved. Sozo. Small wars have been fought that could have been stopped with a concordance. It's the same word translated healed. By his stripes you were healed. By his stripes you were saved. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory. That took care of the fast passed away stuff. If healing's passed away, when did he change his name? On what day did God change his name? Is he still Jehovah Rapha? Yes. Jehovah Rapha. Yes. Yes, he is. If I believe healing's passed away, and I don't believe that, then I don't have any right to believe that he is Jehovah Shalom. I don't have any right to believe that he is Jehovah Sidkenu. He's not my righteousness. He's not my peace. He's not the banner over me. He's not the God that'll never leave me nor forsake me. Glory to God. He is the God that said through the mouth of his Son, pray, I will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we're out of time. Come on, Jeremy. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Papa. Listen, don't you love it? David didn't run from Goliath. Instead, he ran toward him in the name of the Lord. And he knew his covenant. He knew what his covenant would do for him. And there is power in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And your covenant with God is bigger than any Goliath in your life. And who you are in Christ Jesus and who He is in you is your guaranteed victory.
The world will constantly try to bombard your mind with thoughts.
The economy is down. We won't have enough. What if I get sick? This disease is incurable. The world is so dangerous, there's no place to be safe.
But God has empowered you to come up higher, to think how He thinks and speak how He speaks, so you can live in faith and victory. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Speak out God's promises. Release the force of faith and see things change. For over 5 decades, Kenneth Copeland has taught faith and living by the Word of God. In his 4-message teaching, The Spirit of Faith, you'll learn how your faith-filled words of life dominate the world's broken system of sin and death. Take the abundant life Jesus gave to you and receive by faith everything you have need of. Put the Spirit of Faith into action that brings God's covenant promises into your life.
Release the force of faith by speaking the Word of God to your circumstances. You can have what you say in faith. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267 and request your free copy of The Spirit of Faith, available on MP3 disc from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
No matter what you're facing right now, whatever kind of giant it is, if it's sickness, anxiety, fear, debt, pressure of any kind, no matter what it is, there is one greater that has already defeated all of the curse. His name is Jesus. If you've never made Him the Lord of your life, if you've never invited Him into your heart and just prayed that Jesus would be your Lord, then today is the day of your salvation. It's so simple. I'm just going to lead you in a prayer right now, and I want you to say it out loud after me. Just say, Father in heaven, I come to You in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that You raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I repent of every sin, every failure, every mistake, and I receive Your cleansing. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. And I ask You to fill me with Your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer, I know it was simple, but you need to know it was powerful. What that did was put you in covenant with God and gave you a covenant with God that will fight for you. That one decision put you on the winning side of life. And now you have the greater one fighting for you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And we want you to understand more about who you are in Jesus, who He is in you. And that's why KCM has put together some free resources called the Salvation Package. It contains a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And along with this book, we're going to send you a couple of little brochures that are just here to help you learn how to start reading and studying your Bible. We want you to have this. It's free. Request your free salvation package today on KCM.org. And then be sure to join Brother Copeland December 31st at Eagle Mountain International Church for a very special New Year's Eve celebration. It's going to be a night of praise, a night of worship, but above all, it will be a night in the Word of God. So important that you and I hear what the Lord is saying to us and to the body of Christ about the year that's in front of us. That's how faith comes. It comes when you hear the Word. How can you have faith for 2021? How can you be in faith next year? If you didn't spend this year in faith, you know you need to spend next year in faith. Well, it comes only one way, by hearing the Word of God. That's what this New Year's Eve service is all about, dedicated to hearing the Word of the Lord for the days that are right in front of us. So for more information about this meeting, go to kcm.org. There you can watch live, and of course, you're invited to be a part of it with us in person. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, learn more about your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package at kcm.org/newlife. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.